Blog Talk Radio.
God is true, you are alive.
All right. Welcome to the Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio Show. I'm your host, Goddess T.
And I'm your host, Royalty. Hello. How you doing tonight?
Y'all there?
Hey. Goddess T,
yeah,
you still there?
Yeah, there. Yeah, I don't hear Goddess T. I think she dropped out.
Okay.
But why don't you tell everybody about the show and everything until she comes back on.
Okay, tonight we're going to have a special guest, Devorah Story. She will be joining us to talk about the plus-size industry, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I guess we're going to try to see if Goddess T get back on. But until then, we're just going to be talking about fashion tonight.
Okay, and until I can get back in touch with her, I'm going to go ahead and play a track.
Audio Kaku. Akani on the beat.
When you coming up, they swear you had the
money.
I refuse to go broke, it feel funny. Only forward nigga be getting to the money. Bitch, you don't love me, you just love the county holler. When you coming up, they swear you acting funny. I refuse to go broke, it feel funny. Only forward nigga be getting to the money. Bitch, you don't love me, you just love the county.
Okay, gotta see you back live.
Alright, sorry about that. Must be something going on. But again, welcome to the Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio Show. Royalty, you there?
I'm here.
All right. I'm back. So how has your weekend been going?
It's been good. It's been nice weather. We've been actually having 75-degree weather, so pretty decent weather.
Nice.
Just out and about, so enjoying it.
All right. Well, you know, like I was saying, I was really emotional. Looks like my Cowboys just lost. But, however, the show must go on. That's a good game. But it is what it is. So, again, we want to get into our first track, which is Party Next Door. Not Nice. I like that song. And we'll be back. Carlos, please hold.
Bad when you both combine. I don't know why you look so nice. Girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, but you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I'd never do this to you. I need to hold a corner. And it's so whining. One time, I need to hold a corner, and it's so whining. One time. Right now we're just taking time. All the things are on your mind. They ain't going bad when I treat you right. I don't care how you look so nice. Girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, but you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I'd never do this to you. I need to hold a corner. And it's so whining. One time. I need to hold a corner. And it's so whining. One time, yeah.
I need to hold a corner.
I need to hold a corner, and it's so whining. One time, I need to hold a corner, and it's slow whining. One time, yeah. Cause girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you.
Live with Devorah.
Yes,
hello.
Night. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I guess we keep losing God's tea right now. Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we are excited about having you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
I'm just going to head home, and once God's tea get back on the line, I'm gonna let her take over.
I'm here. It seems I'm having technical issues, so
okay.
I'm going to try to switch out my line, but we're going to go on with the show. So if you lose me, I'll keep calling back in.
Okay.
Cool.
So we're gonna start off with our first question for you.
Okay.
And again, thank you for calling in.
No, thanks for having me.
My question to you is, what made you want to pursue modeling?
The broad question. I kind of just looked up on the whole interest of it altogether. I never thought about modeling at all. Like, it just didn't, like, I never thought that I fit into the, you know, the mold to be a model.
Right.
I didn't think about plus models because, you know, I've always had curves. I'm a little, you know, I have a little more curves than I've had in the past before I started modeling, but even still at that size, like, I just didn't, it just never crossed my mind. I started out singing, so I just always thought that that would be the avenue of entertainment that I would take. But I met this woman who's been amazing to me. Her name is Miss Nikki, located in Atlanta, and I was randomly at this bar, and this lady came up to me, and she was, you know, she liked my shape. She was just like, you're so pretty, blah, blah, you know, like the typical thing that a girl gets
right.
when she goes out. And so she's just like, you know, do you model? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, I have a pair of jeans, you know, that I would like you to model in this fashion show that's coming up. And I'm just like, I mean, I guess I could try it or whatever. So I went to the rehearsal, and I was so nervous. Like, I was so freaking nervous. And when I was there, I met Miss Nikki. And I literally had not ever stepped foot on a stage, like, to be in front of people like that. And she just, you know, took me under her wings, like, even there in that moment without even knowing me. And ever since then, you know, like, she, you know, gave me, like, the initial training. Like, she did my runway training, which I still, you know, try to go back to her whenever I get a chance to. But that's just how it happened. And it just, you know, blossomed from there. But it was because, you know, it started out with someone seeing something else in me that I never even thought visible but or possible, but I'm glad
right.
that I was able to do it, you know, and come and, you know, stumble upon it, because I feel like I have, like, a, you know, like, I didn't feel like I had low self-esteem before or anything like that, but I definitely have a different confidence about myself, you know? So I'm, you know, that's pretty much how I got into it, but it's definitely been a journey. I can say that much.
It definitely, I mean, I'm, that, wow, that's awesome that she took you under her wing. There's not a lot of people who do that.
So
no, it's great to run into good people, especially within this industry. Like it's hard to come across good people that really mean well and want to see you do good and don't feel like you're their competition.
Right.
When, you know, I get it, like marketing wise, like everyone's someone's competition, but in a whole sense, like I feel like the whole point of Plus Modeling is to bring us together, because the whole reason why we have the term Plus Model is because we were separated and divided from the people that were considered standard, you know? So I just think that
right.
It's so weird that some people will try to take within the Plus Model industry and kind of segregate us within that realm. You know, it's like, what was the whole point is to unify us. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's good to come across and network with good people that actually want to see you, you know, win. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my next question is, well, before I ask you this next question, so where are you originally from?
I am originally from LaGrange, Georgia. It's like, I don't know if you've ever, you probably never heard of it, but it's like an hour and a half south of Atlanta. It's like borderline Alabama, so that's where my family's from. Like all my my whole entire, I have no family in Georgia unless they've like moved to Georgia, but everybody's from Alabama, so that's pretty much where I spent like my childhood. Even though my family lived in Georgia, we spent a lot of time in Alabama, so that's where I'm originally
right.
from. Like I look Ethiopian or you know, of other African descent or whatever, but I'm sure I could be. You don't think so?
I don't think you do, because I have friends
you,
that are, I'm just saying, I don't think so.
But see, that's the thing.
In
I
my
feel
opinion.
Like people, I mean, I get it. You will be surprised, like, how many people think that I am, and I'm convinced that I'm like, well, here, I might need to go check to see
you
what
might need to go
I
do
am.
That. What is that, family tree? What?
Yes, like, I've been meaning to do it, because I'm like, all these people think that I am, and if I am, I want to be able to say, yeah, you know, I'm Ethiopian, but I feel I would never say, like, yeah, I am if I know that I don't know for sure that I am, but
I know that.
Yeah, I get that all the time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my second question is it harder to get work as a plus-size model?
Oh, my God. I feel like it's hard to get work in general. Like, I don't think that it's hard to get work as a plus model. Like, I think that just being in the modeling industry in general is just hard. Like, it's work out there, like, no doubt about it. It's people that want you on their brand, that want you wearing their clothes
right.
and want you in their shows and their events and stuff like that. But, you know, it comes with a price, and a lot of people don't want to pay the price. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of filters out a lot, you know, of what you can do. Like, it's levels to it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like the things
right.
that you have experience in, like, just say if you're a year into modeling, if you've gotten certain trainings or experience that you feel like you need to get, a lot of that experience that you're going to get is just going to be your own experience, like, you know, saying yes to fashion shows, saying yes to certain events or whatever, doing shoots for free. Like, you do a lot of that stuff up front for free.
Absolutely.
And then eventually, it's like once you've learned and you've molded yourself and you got the basics or whatever, then you're to the point where you can say, like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to do that unless I'm getting paid for my service, because at this point I'm no longer needing to learn anything. I'm not here to get experience. I'm here to give you my service. But then it's certain things, certain events that I, or certain, you know, shows or experiences that I have not had that I would, you know, do just for the experience, because it's something new to me. And that would be what I'm getting out of it. You know what I'm saying? Versus like the money,
right.
like I'm not a
right.
tangible person. So like if it's something that I can, you know, if it's something that I can do to groom my own skills, my own self, my modeling and make me better, then hey, I will absolutely do it. I will do it 100%. But it's definitely work out there. It's not hard to get. It's just location is a huge thing. And the people that you work with too, like, and the people that want to work with you, like I said, it's work out there. People just have to be willing to pay you, and you have to know what it is that you should be getting for what you're doing. So
absolutely. Well, we are going to actually take our first caller.
Okay.
Don't go
okay,
anywhere.
I have
Okay.
951-291, you're live.
Hello? Caller, are you there?
951-291.
Hello?
Okay, we'll keep it moving.
Hello?
Oh,
I heard
somebody.
Uh-huh. Hi,
hey.
My name's Elizabeth.
Hi.
I'm calling.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, I'm calling from Southern California. I'm actually listening in because of Tanya. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Did you have a question for our special guest or anything, or do you just wanted to say hi?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
What's the age bracket of being a model, or is there one?
There is not. Like, there's a market for every single age, believe it or not, like, even down to, like, babies, kids, you know, toddlers, teenagers, on up to, like, you know, I'm in, like, the, what I'm about to give away my age, I'm in, you know, like, I have a birthday coming up on Sunday, so I'm going to be 29, so there's definitely room, there's a market for every single age, even, like, the older women, like, you know, I'm not going to say age because I don't want to insult anybody, but, you know, like, any age that there is, like, there's somebody that has to, you know, reach out to that particular population as well. So there's always, like, there's literally no limit to how old you can be to model at all.
Good answer.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Elizabeth. And we're going to catch up later. That's a good friend of mine. But thank you for calling and keep on listening. We're going to take another caller after you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I have 706-668. You live.
Hello?
706-668. Okay, I have 479-763, you live.
What's going on with y'all, booyah? Hey, what's up? Blackout Radio in the house, you know what I mean? That real word.
Booyah.
How's everybody doing tonight?
I wasn't expecting that.
K.A.J.
So how you doing? Where are you from?
You know, I'm calling from Fort Smith, Arkansas, you know what I mean? But I'm from Elbow Way, you know, I was born and raised in Tulsa, you know, lived in Cleveland for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I'll be spitting that real word, you know what I'm saying, that lyrical architect, you know what I'm saying, coming right at you, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
So did you have a question for our special guest, or did you want to promote as an artist?
Oh, so I'll try to do a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying? I mean, trying to weigh that out. Yeah, I would like to know, you know, where are you trying to take it to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what level in the modeling game, you know what I'm saying, are you trying to take this to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know you don't plan on stopping anytime soon, you know, so.
I don't plan on stopping anytime soon, God willing. But I have really broad goals as far as, like, where I want to go. Like, my whole, like I said at the beginning of the show, I started out singing. So
Oh, yeah.
I felt like, you know, like I thought that God was, like, when I was born, I was just like, okay, well, this is a God-given talent. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. But then, you know, these other doors started opening with modeling. So then I wanted to take that, but I don't want to just throw my music, you know, to the side or whatever. Like, I want modeling to be a platform.
Yeah, you
want to
be like an all-around entertainer,
to,
you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
I want to be an entertainer. I want to be an inspiration. Like, I don't need to be famous. That's not my goal. I want to inspire people. I want to touch people. I want to influence people, whether it be with my music, whether it be acting, singing, whether it be you know, a positive post that I make on my Facebook, or, know, an event that I have that uplifts women or gives people encouragement to be, you know, have self-confidence or whatever it may be. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. But obviously, I plan, like, it would have to go to, like you said, the next level. It has to keep going in order for me to reach out that, you know, to that big of an audience. But
show your ride. Hell yeah.
Thanks for the
like
question.
I like that. No problem. But yeah, you know, I'm the K.A.J. You know, call me Kosh. You know, saying promote my music, you know, saying I bring that lyrical nice, you know, so that you never heard from anybody else's mouth, you know.
So you rap or you do poetry or?
I rap, yeah, you know, so a little bit of poetry, you know, saying really that's what it is.
Okay, yeah, rap.
You know, so if you want to break it down like that.
It's poetry, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like writing a short novel, you know, saying like one song could tell like, you know, a whole, you know, 400 page book story, you know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, you know, I'm trying to get in a little bit of singing, you know, saying, I mean, it's all in due time, you know, saying no rush with it, you know, saying, but I
take your time, that's all.
So you want to say something for us real quick?
Yeah, let
me
hear
something.
Yeah, I think
I got a little something, you know, saying, okay, you know, saying no peer pressure here, you know what I mean? A money cow is cash, got no time to falter. I want a smash full of clowns under the rock of Gibraltar. I can hype my voice up, I can bring it way low. Bring the cold like Poe or hot like Acapulco. I know play fair, but not no Sammy Sosa. It'll take more than that spinach to replenish muscle mass that diminished like a nutrient more finicky than someone who's finished or raised in Helsinki. There's nothing more real than undercover hateness. Racists will be exposed and in the crystal basements. When they talk a lot of jive, I knock them out in five. Trying to trash talk more, I'm knocking them out in four. Round and round, the earth is spinning on this axis. And when it's spinning, I keep winning even with no practice. So if it's not in God's plan for me to get rich, you best believe I climb like a deficit.
All right.
Okay, all right. I hear you. Very lyrical. I like that.
I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just a little bit of something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my repertoire and shit, you know. Try to keep, you know what I'm saying, right and keep, you know what I'm saying, keep on and keep at it, you know, so.
Okay.
Just so I could just evolve, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just, you know, try to bring that different nice, you know.
Uh-huh. That's nice. I like that.
So you want to drop some social, can we follow you anywhere or can you drop your link for us?
Oh, yeah, most likely, most definitely, you know, so y'all could. Y'all can find the KHANKAJ, you know, under my personal fan book face page, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? On Facebook or whatnot, you know, and also the same thing on Instagram, the KHANKAJ, KHANKAJ. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, feel free to, you know, subscribe to my YouTube channel also, KHANKAJ. You know, got a couple videos on there, you know, send me like, you know, send it under my fan page. You could, you know, also follow my SoundCloud, you know, sending got, you know, a couple mixtape songs on there, you know, saying, I mean, it's, you know, blow your brains to bits or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, most definitely, you know what I'm saying? And hell yeah, you know, saying all that, you know, so, you know,
y'all can
email me, link up with me there, you know what I'm saying? Any of those sites, you know, Facebook, Twitter, you know, saying also KHANKAJ. It's under the same moniker, KHANKAJ, you know, we can't miss it.
Ooh,
right,
I love your voice.
Yeah.
I love your voice.
Very
soulful. I could switch it up, you know, I mean, just depends on the mood and, you know, say how I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying, and the setting and all that, so.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for calling
you know,
in. If you ever want to
call
any of the music.
Yeah, more shout out, you know,
you
to Blackout Radio, Black Tear, you know what I'm saying, all day, all night, you know what I'm saying, let's do it. Keep the motion moving.
Yes, okay, he got all the energy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Beck.
All right. So, callers, please hold. We're going to try to get to all of you. But before I take the next caller, I did want to touch back on what you were saying as far as when you first start out. Because for those who may not know, Mm-hmm. I'm actually a fashion designer. So I deal with a lot of, you know, the entertainment industry and modeling and acting and things like that. And a lot of the times, you know, I'll have people audition and they want to get paid right out the gate. But how are you going to get paid if you've never modeled a day in your life? You've never had any school training. You've never. So I'm just trying to, like, look at you like, how are you going to want to get paid? And you have zero experience. You don't have even a comp card to give me.
Right.
So people really need to, you know, everyone starts somewhere. So you're going to have to do some of those, you know, trades, or you're going to have to, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. You know, you got to start somewhere. So you're not always going to get paid when you first start out. So I just wanted to touch basis on that.
No, I mean, I think we were kind of saying the same thing. I kind of touched it a little bit with one of the questions that you asked. Like, you have to, you know, like, you gotta gather that experience. Like, you can't just, you know, just like you said, out the gate, like, come out, okay, well, I need to get paid for this. Like, that's not how it works. Like, it's just like a job. It's a regular job. What's on your resume? Because I'm not going to hire, you know, like, they're not going to hire you for a job that you're not qualified for. So if you don't have what you need, then you can't get the job. Like, it's just that simple. And then you definitely, you know, like, but if you don't have the experience, the good thing about modeling is that it's not like, okay, well, you don't have it, so I'm gonna just tell you no. Like, people are willing to work with you. That's how you get your experience. That's how you get, you know, you're in a sense, you know, like, you're paying for the experience. For it's like an internship, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's you have to view it like that. Like, what am I gonna get out of this? Can I, first off, you know, do things that you can benefit from. Like, okay, who's going to be there? Who can I network with? If I work with this designer, you know, let me go, you know, talk to her or him or whoever. So after this event, like, they want to use me for, if they do have some paying jobs after that, then they'll hit me up because we worked on this show or whatever. Like, it's ways around it, and it's ways through it, but it's a process, and I think that people don't understand how much work really goes into, like, becoming, like, starting off initially being a model. Like, it's a lot of investments that you have to put in yourself. Like, you don't just come out and just be like, oh, because I'm a model now, I'm making money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what it's. So it's not about that at all. Like, it's models that, you know, that are in the industry right now that probably do, you know, events, like live events or, you know, big shows or whatever, and they may not get paid, but it's exposed, like, they're going to be on TV. So, you know, it's all over the industry. You know what I'm saying? But again, it's going to be investments that you have to make. Sometimes that means working for free. That means volunteering yourself. That means, you know, like you said, investing in your own self and your own talents, and getting your comp cards, getting your pictures, doing your test shoots. Those are your responsibility. It's not going to be up to anybody else, or, you know, like, those are things that you're responsible for. Even after you're signed to an agency, you are still responsible for anything.
Hold on, Deborah, I'm going to cut you off. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I know you want to go on a roll, but the callers are stacking up, so we're going
to
go ahead and we're going
to
take the next caller.
Okay.
I got 870-267, you're live.
Hello, what's up, Weedy? This is Two-Face, the Nut. You know what I'm saying? Calling in from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. You said representing, you know what I mean? How you doing today, baby?
What's up? I'm good. How are
Nothing
you?
Much. I'm making it, you know what I'm saying? Just saw the Dallas Cowboys get thrashed a little bit, and I'm satisfied with that. But at the same time, I want to, you know what I'm saying, give a shout-out.
Why you got to start, though? Why you got to start?
It's a wrap on them fellas. You know, they're only first round material. But other than that, you know, we're going to get back to this music thing. My name is Two-Face Nut.
God.
I represent the city of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? They call it Crime Bluff. Yeah, but these boys down here going ham. At the same time, it sucks. My album is online, yes. I'm on Spotify, Django Audio, Amazon.com. You say you look me up anywhere, CDBaby.com. Go and check the album out, you know. There's plenty of fellas down here, you know what I'm saying? I hate to see our city going through a turmoil, you know, but it's a bunch of talent down here. You know, I got family up there, you know what I'm saying? I got a sister by the name of Donna Ross up there. I got a nephew, Armani Ross, if you listening to the station, nephew, much love. But overall, yeah, talented we are, but, you know, it's just hard getting into the industry being based in the central part of this city, you know. How y'all doing up there?
We're doing good. Don't go anywhere. I know we got a lot of callers. We're going to try to get to everybody. So we're going to try to take as many of you as we can. So if you don't mind dropping some of your social media, or we already dropped your links, but I'm not trying to cut anybody off or anything like that. I'm just trying to get in as many people to promote as they can.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? My music is, you know what I'm saying? You can find me on Spotify, Django Audio. My name is spelled T-U-F-A-C-E, space D-A-N-U-T-T, the nut. You know what I'm saying? I'm right there. I'm available. I'm ready. I'm whatever, ready to strive and go for the throat. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I've done a bunch,
I've done a bunch
of music back in the past with Katie Riley, you know what I'm saying, Blackstreet, Missy, Timothy Magoo. We all used to be competitors, you know what I'm saying, and do shows together and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hit me and the boys. I was down with the Lost Boys, kicking it with that. You know, I did a bunch of stuff with a bunch of individuals, you know, although in my older age. I'm still going. I ain't dead yet. But you know, the music is still flowing.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep flowing with the music. And people tell me not to stop, so I'm not going to stop. So y'all can be listening. Look forward to
coming
out.
You make sure you get at me so I can so you can have an interview. So email me at Goddess Entertainment Radio.
Already, baby. Y'all have a good night, and much love to me.
All right,
you.
Thank
all right,
you.
Y'all hold it down. Already.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
I like the energy. We're going to take one more caller.
315-708, you're live.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling because my name is Angela Davis, and I am doing promotions for hip-hop legend Positive K. He has a brand-new single out right now called Make It Happen, featuring Mr. Cheeks and Greg Nice.
Nice.
That's doing pretty well on the charts.
Awesome.
I'm doing well. All right. So if you want to get that played on our show, you can email us at goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com.
Okay, I will be doing that in a few.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Do you have any of his social media links?
Oh, she just dropped out.
Okay. No problem. Well, we'll go to the next caller before we get back to our interview.
Okay.
All right. 770-633
Hey, what's up, DJ ATL Atlanta Stock out of Atlanta? What's up? How everybody doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I was just listening to the young lady talk about the modeling field. That is so true when she's talking about how people just think they can just jump into things and think they just have a career. It takes a lot
Thank
of work,
you.
A lot of effort, and you got to get yourself out there. You have to do a lot of stuff for free to get to where you are. You have to do a lot of promotional.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to hit on that because I've been in the music industry for years and also dealing with the fashion industry. I deal with all the industries that they can be. And I always tell people you have to do four things important. And you have to know these are the four things to do in any of those fields. That you can, if you can learn how to get past that and you enjoy those things, I think you'll be okay. I don't mean to say enjoy, but I'll say this. Number one, in any field of the industry, you're going to be lied to, okay? That's just a given.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to say they want to book you on something, and they're going to cancel. Mm. So that's a lie, and you have to accept that. Second thing, you have to learn how to understand criticism. Criticism is going to happen. It is going to happen, and there's no way around it. Next thing is really one of the most popular things, because I have to get people straight. With this whole reality stuff, you have to like people. You cannot say you don't like people. All that stuff you
Thank
see
you.
On TV, people acting a fool so they don't disrespect these people. In reality, those fools, when it's time for them to deal with people, they deal with people. So that's the fourth thing that I always like to let people know. And the last thing that I think that everybody, and I think every artist and everybody in the entertainment field, you got to learn how to live out of suitcase because you're going to be on the road. If you can't deal with it, forget this. Get out of this.
Yeah.
Go find your 9-to-5 suit. All that stuff makes the whole entity. Now, I've been around Maurice Starr, Clyde Davis. I mean, I can go name, can drop names all damn day long. And I have to tell people, I've watched people drop billions in budgets on people who decided that those things was not important. And when they got into it, they ended up going out and cost a lot of people millions of dollars. A lot of investors lost money because of these people. So I try to be honest with everybody. If you can't get past those four things, don't get in that field. Leave it alone. And if you don't like working for free, don't get in it. Just go get your 9-to-5 job. Now, I have a lot of people who try to be smart with me and try to tell me, well, I think I can get rich quick. Oh, you know what? I tell them, go play the lottery. Then you don't have to worry about none of the stress. You don't have to worry about nobody finding out you got the money. You'd be happy that way. I said, really, you don't do that so you don't have to waste nobody time and effort and money. And waste your own personal time.
That's right.
Because
there's no such thing
in the industry as get rich quick. And I just want to make that straight and clear to everybody out there in the world. And big ups to all the people who have called. Keep doing your thing. Definitely old gentleman that was out of, I believe he was up, that he said he worked with the law sports and all that. Just don't never give up on your craft. Be real to yourself, and you'll get right back there, man, because there's always an accessible thing out there in the music industry. Everybody wants to hear music. And music's going to be a part of us for the rest of our lives because every Friday walk, we make music. Every way we try to move around a circle, we make music. Music is an art form, and it's always someone waiting to hear that new music. So don't ever give up on your musical skills, your musical sound, anything. Keep pushing. Even though the days might be hard, don't give up on what you believe in, if that's what you believe in. But if you're trying to get in it just because you want to get rich and you don't have a real ethic to get into this, get out of this. This is not the field to be in.
That's right. Don't waste anybody else's time.
Right. That's the same thing. But if y'all want to get at DJ ATL Styles, you can hit me up on brmbradio.com. I'm also a radio DJ, and I definitely show support to Blackout Radio. I mean, I give y'all heads up. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all giving a voice to the underground.
That.
Y'all letting know people get out there. Definitely Miss Goddess. I definitely highly respect you. That model sitting there right now, you keep doing what you do. Don't ever let no one hold you back. Keep putting yourself forward and put God first, and everything will be all right for you guys.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you so
much. I know that's
right. Very
encouraging.
Thank
you so much for calling.
All right.
Have a good
y'all
night.
Take care, and have y'all
good
have
night.
A good night.
Thank you. He was nice. He had some good stuff
to
say, too. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to interview him. Call us, please. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio Show. And we are back to our interview with the beautiful Devorah. Okay, so am I pronouncing your name right?
Devorah, yes.
Okay, so my co-host actually has a question for you.
Yes, hi, Devorah.
Hey.
How are you doing tonight? And I love your name, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Can you give us the good that comes with being a plus-size model?
The good?
Yes.
The good. the good that comes with being a plus model. You get a lot of opportunities to. With anything else, especially with modeling and just in general, like. It goes back to, like, the whole criticism thing. So you're going to get that. But because we're plus models, you know, it's different in the fact that, I mean, I'm plus. Like, you know I got curves. You know I got this. I got that or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, like it's just more, I'm more able to just be comfortable with me and my body and what I have to offer. Like, I don't have to be like, oh, when I go in here, let me don't eat today because I don't want my son. I don't have to do that because they already know that I'm plus. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got these curves. You know I get these curves by not eating. So, you know, I can just be me. I'm able to just do me, embrace me even more, help others embrace themselves. And You know, like, I just feel like that's one of, like, the major things. Like, that's what the whole plus-size community is about, is just embracing yourself. And we're able to do that because of this one term, plus model. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, not model, but just the plus term in general. Like, half of America, more than half of America, is a plus, and they don't even know it. You know,
exactly.
If you're size 10 and up, you're considered plus. And that's pretty much the standard woman. Like, if you go into the store, all the size 10 to 12s are all gone because everybody's wearing them. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a good feeling to just be able to just be yourself and embrace yourself and help others embrace themselves as well.
Right. I like that answer. I think you just probably helped out a lot of models. do you have any advice for upcoming plus models or any tips?
Advice for models that are, you know, aspiring?
Yes.
Yeah, like, you know, we have a lot of plus size models that are wanting to get into the industry, but a lot of them don't know
mm-hmm.
how to go about it. Do you have any tips you can give them?
Yeah.
Begin?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just have to figure out, one thing is you just need to figure out what your goals are. Like, where do you want this to go? What are you trying to do? Are you just trying to do, you know, are you, is it just a hobby, or are you trying to make this a career? To make it a career is really tough. So if you don't have thick skin, if you don't have like a strong work ethic, if you don't have you know, like the guy was one of the callers was saying, if you don't have personal skills, interpersonal skills, where you want to be around people, communicate with people, network with people, it's probably just going to be a hobby. You know what I'm saying? If you want it to be a career, it's a whole lot of work that you have to be willing to put in to do it. But just, you know, just some quick tips, I would say, you know, you should always be taking pictures. Take professional pictures. They don't have to be, you know, anything fancy or anything like that. Like, you don't need to have on the most expensive dress or clothing or anything like that. Keep it simple. Like, when you're sending pictures, or you're, like, if you go to a casting call or whatever, you need to just have basic pictures. If you don't have a whole portfolio, just work on basic pictures. Keep it simple. Like a white shirt and jeans, like that type of shoot, that look, you know what I'm saying? Like, just keep it clean, keep it simple, and always shoot. So you're working on your posing, you're working on all those different things, so that when it's time for someone to book you, you know, it's not an issue with you shooting, because you've been working on this. So you should always be taking pictures. You should, and that's called a test shoot. So you should always be test shooting. Go network. Go look on Instagram. Look up photographers in your area. Half of them are working on their portfolio as well. So it goes back to what we've been saying this entire show. If you find a photographer and look at his website, if his work looks decent, if he doesn't have a lot of stuff on his website, that means he's willing to work with you for free. So you hit him up, you network with him, and you get you pictures, because you can't do anything if you don't have pictures. So take pictures, network with people, network with designers, photographers, and figure out what it is that you want to do. If you just want to do fashion shows, then you know that you need to go get some runway training. If you want to do print, commercial work, catalog work, then you know that you need to be test shooting a lot and, you know, getting your portfolio up to par so that you can get booked for those type of jobs. So,
college, please hold.
Hopefully.
We're going to go ahead and take one more caller. So we'll go ahead and take the next caller.
Okay.
313-608, you're live.
Hey, what it do, everybody? It's Videl, baby.
What's
up? Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Actually, on Facebook right now, looking for y'all, posting up music.
Okay.
Always on the networking thing. Actually, my boy, one of my friends, he got a show tonight I'm debating on going to. Hopefully I got the money to go. I got a show coming up January 20th at the Bullfrog. It's going to be with Mo Dirty, Stretch Money going to be there. And a whole bunch of new guy artists going to be there. So y'all definitely need to come through. And the show's going to stop. Y'all can catch me on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Just type in Videl, VYDELL. Hutchinson, that's me.
All right.
Nice.
You can follow us on Instagram at Goddess Entertainment Radio. So follow us, and I'll follow you back.
Got you.
Nice.
Goddess. entertainment.
Did you have any questions for our special guest?
Definitely. With you being a plus size model, you know, I mean, I know it's hard for everybody to do everything they love.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that, like, everybody probably wants to do it, especially since they see you doing it nowadays. I know people undermine your craft. You know, how do you deal with that mentally? With the fact that it's like everybody used the term hating and all this other craziness, and it's like it's not necessarily that. It's like you were able to do it before the next person. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, of course, people think like, oh, you done just woke up and walked into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily
mm-hmm.
that. But how do you deal with it mentally? Like, when people say that to you or even seem to throw that off on you, it's like, you know, and they both know that you didn't just wake up and it happened. But, you know,
yeah.
just mentally being able to deal with these people.
Well, I mean, honestly, I have not had a lot of experience of people, you know, personally saying anything to me about anything of that. But I'm sure it looks that way. You know, like it has. I'm sure, like you said, that there's somebody out there that's thinking like, oh, she has it easy. She's made it. I haven't made it anywhere. I'm making my way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm doing. Like, I any information that I have, like when I go to fashion shows and I'm around like my model friends, like we're all the ones that I actually, you know, converse with. Like, we're not there like, oh, she's, you know, she's doing this or she's doing that or she ain't doing this. We don't care about that. We keep in touch with each other. We help each other. So if there's something that's coming up, we're letting each other know. If there, you know, like it's basically, it's a team effort. I don't feel like anybody should be left out. And I feel like a lot of, I see that. Like, I've gone to events and I see the segregation within that realm, and it's so crazy, but that's not what it's for. Like, we should all be helping each other to get to the point. So if I have some information to help the next model, like if somebody's emailing me or messaging me about, oh, how can I do this or whatever, I'm not going to ignore them. I'm going to give them the advice that I can give them from my experience and help them. It may not work for them. This is what worked for me, but here are some tips that I'd use to get to where I am. And take them, use them if you can. If you can't, then, you know, good luck to you. But, you know, it should be a uniformed you know, effort for everyone to try to help everybody else. Like, we can all make it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
like again, I'm not anywhere. So whatever information that I learned along the way, I'm always willing to give that little bit of advice that I've, you know, experience of whatever I get from whatever I'm going through at the moment. I want to give it to other people so that they don't have to go through. If I can help somebody before, if I did something and it didn't necessarily work out for me, but I can give somebody the tip so they don't have to, they can go around the challenge that I had, then I'm going to do that for them, because I would have wished somebody would have done that for me if I could have avoided an obstacle. Then that's what I would have hoped. Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah,
just letting college please hold. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, but yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, we just gotta stick together out here. Like everybody, nobody's made it yet. So, but we're all trying to make it. We all have the same goal, so we just have to use each other to get there.
Absolutely,
okay.
I agree. Well, I appreciate you calling. Did you want to drop
any
social media info?
Oh yeah, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, Vidal, VYDELL, period Hutchinson. It's easy as pie. You go see me. I mean, a voice match to face. I already followed you on Instagram, so I'm following you. I'm looking out for a follow back. Model, I'm going to be having a video and all that stuff coming up real soon, and I do a lot of music and definitely would love for you and your model friends to come do a cameo or anything like that. Maybe
okay.
something. Where can I find you? What's your social media?
Yeah, my Instagram and Facebook are both Devorah Story, DEVORAH Story, STORY. That's Facebook and Instagram. You can find me under that name.
Wait, spell the first part again.
D as in dog, E, V as in Valentine, O R, A H, and then the last name is Story, STORY.
All right, perfect. Thanks.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
And then I'll
call
back. Follow me.
Hey, no problem. Have a great night, everybody.
You too.
Yeah, you too. All right, Ms. Devorah. We're actually going to go in our we're going to play track 3, Bamboozle 313.
Okay.
Up or
okay.
down. So stay tuned. Callers, please hold.
Okay.
know. It's a new day and era. I don't know what they bring into these young kids' minds. But you know, back in the day, the lyrics was real. And they was going through your span all the time, you know. Them lyrics back in the day didn't waste time, you know. I'm Bamboozle, 313. I'm a new nigga, but I ain't new, you know. But the bars is there and the style is up. So, I don't rock for anything. Let's go.
Turn me up. Your decision. Turn me up or turn me down. It's up to you. Turn me up or turn me down. It's your decision. Turn me up or turn me down. It's up to you.
Where is everybody gonna go now? Matter of fact, in Detroit, you step outside, you see the snow now. Nah. You ain't got no shovel to snow now. Nah. And you ain't got no blower, so I guess you just don't owe them niggas. Damn, I remember when I was little, how I tried to take care of my brothers, I was in the middle. They cut me out, nigga, just like the frame. If they was an older brother, they do the same thing. But I took care of them, I had their back, man. But I done came back and I don't see them jacked, man. And I ain't seen them niggas step up on my porch. They was talking about a couple of dollars with the corpse. I'm like, damn, nigga. It's like that, nigga, that's right. I ain't gon' fight back, nigga. I ain't crawling back to you, cause you fucked up with me. You done pressed your luck with me, but it's okay, keep it now. I thought you was more than a friend. I thought you was my right-hand man, understand. Damn, I understand that it's not nothing. I'm like Captain Planet, I can't stop nothing. I got bad dudes with me. And then the bad dudes that roll with me, them niggas still old with me. They growing old with me. So if I get so much money in this world, nigga, I'ma pay them old with me. They gonna be like, damn, I got a new car and I relax.
Dodge team back live.
All right. All right, all right. That was Bamboozle 313. All right, we're back. You there, Royalty?
Yes, I'm here.
I was grouping that.
Okay.
You see how fast an hour goes by? I think I'm going to have to increase to a two-hour show. So the lines are blowing up. The lines are blowing up. I appreciate everyone for calling in. We're going to go ahead and take a few more callers because at the top of the hour, we won't be able to take any more. So let's just try to see if we can get two or three more callers in, and then I'm going to go over a few updates and things like that. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll go ahead and take the next caller.
504-858, you're live.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hello. This is Artistic
hello.
Domino. Artistic Domino.
Hi.
For A-Plus Productions.
Hey.
How y'all doing? Yeah.
Okay.
I got a record label called Black Blob Entertainment. It's an artist development label, and I got beats for to rap to. Beats be going for 80 for lease and 200 for 200 for exclusive. And also, I got that Chew. He's coming out pretty soon. I'm trying to get him on the next show pretty soon. I got an album called West Artistic Domino presents the West Coast and Down South Boys. It's online everywhere. CD Baby $6, $6 or $7, and all the other distributions in the iTunes and all of that. And also I got another compilation coming out this year. And just having people coming to my studio and get down, the house studio, appointment by appointment. Oh. And everybody can hit me up at Gmail, at my email, artd663@gmail.com for business inquiries for the beats.
Okay.
And my Facebook is ART D1. ART D1.
Right.
Yeah.
ART 3.
I mean, ART, Domino 1. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Did you have any questions for our special guest?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to take the next caller.
334-314, you're live.
Yo, what's happening, man? This is your boy Skid Zero calling from out of bounds, man. What's good, Black Eye Radio, man? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going
on?
How you doing,
man? Man, man, I just want to tell the plus size model, you know, keep your head up, man. This business is very crazy, you know what I'm saying? I actually know some, but it's like they be lost, you know, on what they're doing, so they don't stay focused. They get distracted by men, clubs, and, you know, I guess they get distracted by looking good, and they take the model thing, you know, instead of being humble. So I like to salute you on that, you know what I'm saying, by promoting yourself and, you know, just doing it the correct way and not trying to, you know, excuse my language, shit on anyone, you know. I agree with you said when it comes to the word plus. A lot of women are in the world that are plus. You know, I don't personally, I love plus size women. I can't lie to you. But yeah, man, it's getting cold as shit. You know, this world of crazy here, man. Hey, but I would like to connect with all you all on Facebook. I got a Valentine's Day video coming up. I remade Seem Like You're Ready by R. Kelly. So, you know, it's R&B/rap on my next mixtape, Still No Mercy. So I would like everyone, you know, social media. You can find me on social media at Skip0334 or, you know, that's Instagram and Twitter. If you type Skip0 in on Facebook, Skip0 Reloaded, that's my motivational page / music page, inspiration page, whatever. You can also like that fan page, too. Download the Unexpected Spinnerella Audio Mac. I have all those links on my wall. Also, check out Live It Up, man. That's a new video. I think we shot that like 2 weeks ago, and it's like almost 6,000 views. So I'm, you know, blessed with that. You know, okay. So, I appreciate it. We just grinding on new mixtape coming out soon. And, you know, I'm trying to reach out to everybody who, you know, love music and, you know, want to reach back out with some type of support. Because, I mean, that's what social media about. It's not about. Fat, you know what I'm saying? I got a new car today, you know, my ass fat, or I just got shot or some shit. But, you know, folks take that shit, take Facebook literally. But also like to shout out, man, Black Chair. What's happening, homie, man? Salute, man. I appreciate the, you know, the calls and let me know what's going on, man.
Can you send me some of your music?
Of course. Hold on, let me. I have to get your email, or you can inbox.
Yes, please. If you have a pen, it's goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com. It's real easy.
Hold on. 1 minute.
Let me.
Goddess.
So for the callers that are listening in, if you guys want to send me your tracks, goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com.
Okay. I'll be definitely sending you some club bank or something like that. I'll send you links to the music. But also, if we already friends, I'm going to have to – what's your name on Facebook?
My name – well, you know what? Tanya Bella Noir Mitchum, that account is maxed out, so I have another page. And you can follow me on Tanya Marie.
Okay. I'll be sure to network with you all a little later. I'll be adding you all from the Skip Zero Reloaded page.
And I'll be happy, more than happy to shoot some links in y'all inbox and, you know, invite you to like page, stuff like that. But I appreciate the opportunity,
appreciate,
man. I'm going to let these callers get in. You know, they wait.
Okay.
I have to
chop it. I know. You're actually our last caller. But we are still going to continue with the show for a few more minutes. But I do appreciate you calling, and you can call again on the 29th. That is our next show.
Okay.
Same time, same place.
Okay. Also, DeVore, I would like to follow you on Facebook, too. So I will be linking up and finding you some type of way. So just don't look at me like a stalker. I don't want you to sit as a stalker when I'm on there. Like, who is this?
No.
Y'all have a good night, man. Enjoy the night, man.
You
too. I'm going to see you. And I'll holler at y'all later on.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Have a good night.
I'm telling you, an hour flies by. It's like not even enough time. But I did want to talk about, real quick, about Martin Luther King, because as you know, tomorrow's another holiday. So I just wanted, I really like this song, A Dream by Common. So we're actually going to listen to that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Martin Luther King, okay?
Okay, cool.
I am happy. I am happy. I have a dream.
I got a dream.
One day.
We're going to work it out.
One day.
We're going to work it out.
One day.
Through the maze of the madness, struggle is my address with pain and crack lips. Gunshots coming from sounds of blackness. Given this game with no time to practice, born on the blacklist. Told I'm below average, a life with no cabbage. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Funny, I just want some of your son. Dark clouds seem to follow me. Alcohol that my pops swallow bottle me. No apology, I walk with a bold on my shoulder. It's the Cold War, I'm a colder soldier. Hold the same fight that made Martin Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. In between lean and the fiends, hustle and the schemes, I put together pieces of a dream. I still have one.
I got a dream.
In the mirror, images of me getting much clearer. Dear self, I wrote a letter just to better my soul. If I don't express it, then forever I hold inside. I'm from a side where we gotta control. Rap music and the hood play the fatherly role. My story like yours, yo, gotta be told. Trying to make it from a gangster to a godly role. Red scrolls of stone slaves, the Jewish people in cold cage. Hate has no color or age, flip the page. Now my race became freedom. Right dreams in the dark, they far, but I can see them. I believe in heaven more than hell. Blessings more than jail. In the ghetto, letting love prevail. With a story to tell, my eyes see the glory and well. The world waiting for me to yell.
I have a dream.
Dream.
I got a dream.
One day.
My dream is to be.
Got it.
All right,
see?
We live?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, all right. That was Common. I love me some Common. What
you
think?
Yeah, I love that song.
I got a dream, too. I think we all have a dream.
I know, don't we all?
We all have a dream. But, you know, I also wanted to bring up, you know, besides Martin Luther King, you know, and remembering him, I want to say farewell to President Obama and the First Lady Michelle.
Yeah.
It 8 years kind of went by fast, you know. Sorry to see them go. I don't know what's going to happen in our future. But, you know, I don't really get too much into politics. It can get kind of ugly, you know, because I think everybody is just so opinionated and how they feel and, you know, all that fighting on Facebook. And it's just too much. It's not that serious.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, it really isn't. So, but yeah. I do want to say this. I don't want anybody to waste their talent. You know, y'all got to stop beefing and violence. Life is just too short for all that. You know, and we all have a dream, and I just want you guys to keep in mind, just like, you know, our iconic figure Martin Luther King and, you know, any of our ancestors that came, you know, even before him, you know, we as a community, we've come a long way, but we got to do better, you know, and we just got to do better, be better, and I know we can be better. You just, you know, if you believe you can do something, do it. Don't give up. Don't give up on your craft. You know, there's a lot of people who get frustrated, and, you know, that term of the struggling artist, it's so true. And I know
it's
a lot of
so
people
real.
Even probably think, you know, people think that, you know, when they see us on social media, like, oh, they got everything together. They must have been, you know, modeling or being a radio host or, you know, being an instructor, you know, because I teach classes as well. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you still have to fill those classes or you still have to meet those quotas or you still have to get business. And it is, let me tell you, it is not easy running a business.
Right.
So I'm not no rich lady. It would be nice. But, you know, everybody is a work in progress, you know. So, you know, just as us as a community, I just want, you know, everyone to, you know, stop the hating, and people really need to come together, you know, and we just need to support each other. And I'm seeing a lot more of it now than I have in the past, but it's still not 100%, you know.
Right.
So that's all I wanted to say. And I do want to thank you, of course. I want to thank our special guest, Devorah. You a talker like me. I know we
could
talk for
I'm
hours.
Sorry.
we could talk for hours. Same thing with royalty. We get to talking. We like an hour already.
Know.
You know. So I mean, I know all of the callers couldn't get through. You know, but I definitely appreciate you guys calling into our show. And did you have anything else that you wanted to cover?
No, ma'am. I'm not going to cover anything else because I will, like you said, I will keep talking and talking and talking. But I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. I was nervous about coming on here at first, but, like, this was great.
I really
enjoyed this experience. I was nervous. I was nervous because I'm just like, you know, I've learned so much about, I mean, even though, like I said, I have so much to learn, but I've learned a lot thus far, and it's just like, you know, you just have to be, like, even when we messaged about this interview to begin with, like, I was just like, I got to be, you know, I want to be careful about the words that I use, and because I want to always be professional, whatever, you know, stuff like that, but this was great. I really appreciate you guys for having me on the show.
Well, do you have any upcoming bookings or any projects that you would like to let everybody know about?
I literally don't have anything in the works right now. Like, I'm in a rebuilding phase, so I'm really kind of, like, refocusing my, you know, what my goals are for 2017. Like, I'm just stepping back, you know, just perfecting my craft. I'm not going to be doing a lot of shows this year.
I'm just going to focus on just, like, my personal modeling, like, my pictures, my portfolio, like, bookings. Like, I just have goals that I want to reach, and I don't need to do that stuff to reach the goals that I'm trying to reach. So I'm just trying to get ready to prepare myself for the next level. I do, however, I am launching my website. I want to launch this weekend, like on my birthday, but I gotta get my life right so that I can make that happen. But that's what's supposed to. I mean, I'm gonna be launching that. So if you guys want to look out for that, that would be great. And then I also like attached to my website. I also want to attach my my nonprofit that I'm working on. And I want that to be like one of the platforms that I use with, in addition to my modeling. You know, like it's focused on women, but it's just I just want to focus on rebuilding, like creating standards, morals, that, you know, that self confidence for girls while they're young, and even the girls that are older that may have missed it when they were younger. So now they're older and they still lack that. You can tell through their actions. I want to reach out to those girls through my my nonprofit. So that's real. I'm just really focusing on, like, you know, the my next level. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm somewhere and I'm like, oh, I'm on some new level that nobody can reach me. Like, I'm just, this is my new level to push me to where I need to grow as a person. So that's all. So far, that's all I have coming up. That's it.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Well, I actually want to talk real quick before we go. I'm actually working on a Goddess Luxury Swimwear calendar shoot tour. So we're actually going to start with the West Coast. We're actually going to be doing Los Angeles first, of course, because I live in California. So we're going to be doing Los Angeles. Our next stop is going to be Las Vegas. Our stop after Las Vegas is actually going to be Phoenix, Arizona. So that's kind of where we're starting the tour. So if you are able, if any way possible, you know, I definitely would love to have you as a part of the calendar. I'm not sure what city you'd be able to make it out to, but we're going to have to talk, of course. That is a separate conversation, but I'm definitely interested, definitely interested in booking you. And this calendar, it is actually my swimwear line. So I'm super excited about
getting
more line out. Yeah, so shout out to me and the Goddess Luxury Swimwear.
That'll be
a lot of fun. So we're gonna tackle the West Coast first, and then we'll venture out down south and to the east of, you know, of course. I just really appreciate you calling in. We will definitely have to have you on the show again.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to have to do some extended hours. The lines were blowing up. I apologize for not being able to get to everyone. You know, but that's when you know it's a good show. You know, and we want people to keep calling back. Our next topic for our show on the 29th is actually our ladies' night. So you may want to call into that show as our ladies' night panel. And we're going to be talking about why are hoes always winning and why do professional women have to be like, why are we so mad?
God. I gotta call in right now.
I'm about tired of these hoes winning now. I'm about tired of y'all taking my money.
I gotta call in. That's it.
So that's gonna be our topic for our ladies' night panel. And if there are any female artists that would like to actually battle, I would like to have a live battle as well. It'll only be about 8 bars, however. That'd be a lot of fun to have that going on. So if there's any female artists or if anybody knows anyone, you know, make sure you tag them and make sure that they call the show or get in contact with me. Our email is goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Goddess Entertainment Radio. You can also find me on Facebook at Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio on Facebook. And if you want to friend request me, I'll be under Tanya Marie since the other page is maxed out. They really need to up this 5,000 cutoff because this is not gonna work for me. I need the limit to be like 20,000 friends. So they're gonna have to change that. We need more friends, more networking, more possibilities. Again, everyone, enjoy your holiday tomorrow. If you do not have to work, if you do, I feel sorry for you because I'm sleeping in.
But
yes, no school. Yes, definitely.
No school. My kids will be driving me crazy tomorrow anyway. But again, I wanted to thank everybody for calling. God is Fashion Entertainment Radio. Make sure you guys tune into our next show, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, January 29th, for our Ladies' Night special. And I wanted to thank our special guests. I wanted to thank the callers. Shout out to Blackout Radio. And Miss Royalty, did you have any last words?
I just want to tell Devorah thank you for all the information she gave tonight. I think a lot of Plus Size models really appreciate it. And I think I can say this Plus Size models that I know that have been asking a lot of things. You covered a lot tonight. So thank you. Good luck. And proud
thank
of
you.
Good to be so
thank you.
And God is peace. You know I love you. So. God is peace.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Until next time, make sure you guys tune in again, and everybody have a good night.
You too.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.